Jacob Ben, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Again, a big thanks to Jay Stevens, who joined us in the last segment, NHL Insider for KSLSports.com and the Puck Report podcast. And hopefully will join us frequently here on the Jake and Ben Show, because Jay's awesome. That was a lot of fun. I want to remind you to join Hans and Scotty coming up on Friday at Spa Trevet in Highland, 5455 West, 110 North. Stop in and say hi. They'll be broadcasting from noon to 3. All right, it's What You Got Wednesday. If you're new to the show,
I'm not ready for this at all.
Ben and I do 2 5 selection drafts, one sports related, one not. And then we put the lists out for a vote. I haven't even looked. I think I lost big last week, didn't I, Sarah?
No, I think you won.
Yeah, you won both.
Both.
Did I win both? Oh, yeah, and I won big. Best current foreign NBA players, I won 83-17. Best fictional siblings, I won 61-39. Appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, I really feel like I dominated.
Okay.
Although the first...
Happy for you.
The first pick in the foreign player one really made a difference.
Yeah.
Because you get Jokic and Doncic, and you got the Greek Freak and Joel Embiid. All right. What's today's sports-related topic there, Sarah?
All right. We're doing top five best GMs.
Ugh, this is going to be hard.
Ben has the first pick.
Best G, is there, again, the go-to question, is there an obvious number one?
Not obvious, no.
Do you have a clear, like, you're waiting for this person to come off the board?
Yeah, I think I have a number one, yeah.
And we're kind of setting this from 1980 forward. We kind of agreed not to take this guy, but I guess, can I just take him? Red Auerbach?
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of both talked about, like, what's the cutoff for when this starts, because who cares who put together the 1940...
Buffalo Bills.
Minnesota,
yeah.
Capitals. Or whatever, yeah, I don't know. So I'm going to go with Red Auerbach. He built the 80s Celtics. Very famous on top of being the coach. He, you know, drafted all these guys and put them together. So I'm going to go with Red.
My number one, and this is a counter to yours, but I think he is the best executive of all time, and that would be Jerome West.
Okay, Jerry West.
You may know him as Jerry.
The logo. I agree. He's right there.
And he was... in the Warriors front office, building that. I mean, he's amazing. Built the Showtime Lakers, of course, is what he's most notable for, but feels to me like the best executive in sports.
So Jerry West, your number one pick. This is maybe the most famous of my lifetime, just because he did the unthinkable. I'm going to go with Theo Epstein. Built the Boston Red Sox when they broke through. I know they made fun of him in Moneyball, but... signing Johnny Damon is actually a good deal. That actually worked out for him really well. But put together some unbelievable teams and got the Red Sox several World Series. So Theo Epstein, my second pick.
Yeah, he's all right.
It helps to have a bunch of money.
No, I think, yeah. Well, then he did it. You didn't even mention that he did it with the Cubs.
Right.
He did it with the Red Sox, and then he did it with the
Correct.
Cubs.
He has repeated the process.
Yeah, he might be the answer. I'm going to do it that way. All right, Ben, I think I will stay in the NBA.
Daryl Morey.
No.
Your favorite guy.
No.
Not him.
I'm going to go with Pat Riley.
Okay.
He's been a great executive in Miami. Consistent.
Yeah, he's great.
Has done it with multiple teams, like didn't just have to have LeBron to win the title, but then convinced LeBron to come there, put that all together behind the scenes. Pretty amazing.
Pulled off the Shaq trade, right? That got them their first title, that kind of opened the floodgates for even to get LeBron to go there.
Like, Pat Riley.
And didn't give up Dwayne Wade to get Shaq back, which a lot of people would have been like, well, just do it. Just get Shaq. Well, you give up Dwayne, you don't win a title, and then you don't get LeBron.
Like, even his more minor moves, like trading for Ray Allen at the end of his career, like, that put him over the top.
There is no better player on the, or I should say GM on the planet, who has done more with less. I mean, they, as much as we talk about Miami being this destination, like, they get guys like Max Strus to turn into superstars. Not superstars, but big playoff performers.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with the CEO of the San Antonio Spurs, R.C. Buford. R.C. Buford also has done that. Sure, it really helped to get Tim Duncan, but he also found Manu Ginobili, the last pick or second to last pick of the draft, drafted Tony Parker late in the first round, really put together a staff that could win around Tim Duncan for a long time, and they were relevant for so long and remain relevant. I mean, R.C. Buford is a Hall of Famer and all-timer. R.C. Buford with the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, I feel like my next pick is going to be somewhat controversial, and I feel like it could either win it or lose it for me, but I'm going to go with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Because he's been such a terrible general manager for, like, the past 5 years. Just, like, awful. Awful.
Yeah.
But to, you know, the whole Patriots way and all that thing to generate all those titles. And yeah. To Bill Belichick.
I think that's the right move. You can tell me if this is too far back. If you want to veto this, you can. I don't think it is, though. I'm going to go with Al Davis with the Raiders.
That's fine.
Put together those Raiders teams with John Madden to...
But, see, here, this is the same thing with Belichick, because he was so bad after that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, for, like, over a decade bad. But, yeah, that's legit.
Al Davis. I figured I needed to sprinkle a little NFL in there.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, not Daryl Morey. Yeah, that's not happening. I feel like I'm like too NBA heavy. Maybe okay. I'm just going with what I know. Should I branch out is what I'm fearing here. Ben. How about I'm going to go with Brian Cashman.
Okay. Huge. Yeah.
The longtime Yankee general manager, even though I can't stand the Yankees.
Helps to have a bunch of money, but yeah, he's done an awesome job.
Yeah. Hurts me to do it.
Yeah. My fifth, Sarah.
Wait, sorry, say that one more time. Who is Jake's
Brian
fourth?
Cashman.
Brian Cashman.
Which fits. He's the cash man. He's got all the money with the Yankees, and they can go and sign endless players, seemingly. And they do, every year. Good for them. But he's done a good job. He's kept that team relevant. In fact, they're leading the AL East as we speak. My final pick, Oklahoma City Thunder general manager Sam Presti.
He stinks.
He's done an awesome job. He has this team set up perfectly. He's pulled off some great trades historically in his career. He is very much a young Danny Ainge. He has done a lot of... He kind of followed, I think, the Danny Ainge playbook. It's funny. We say, like, oh, are the Jazz doing the Thunder playbook? It's like, the Thunder might be doing the Danny Ainge playbook.
Whatever. He traded away James Harden over, like, $5
million. Sure, he's not been perfect, and that was an ownership issue, but yeah.
And completely submarined a title-contending team by doing that. And, not to mention, got blindsided by Kevin Durant leaving. I think those are two eliminating moves, in my opinion, for this particular discussion. But you do you. That's all right.
Okay. So I did. Who's your fifth pick? And I have.
Let's see. You know what? Why not? I think he belongs on this list. I'll go with Danny Ainge.
Yeah, Danny Ainge absolutely is a great pick. In fact, I probably should have taken Danny over Sam Presti.
I certainly would have.
You might lose votes because there's a weird thing against Danny locally right now, but
Danny's
better than Sam Presti is, right? Danny's won a title.
Yes.
He's pulled off more great trades. Yeah, I should have just taken Danny Ainge. I overthought that one.
I was also really heavily considering Ozzie Newsome.
Bill Polian.
No.
Yeah, Bill Polian's been a great general manager historically.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. He just caved to Peyton Manning single time.
We want to talk about great team building. Jerry Jones in the 90s. Psychopath. Bad guy now. Like, bad at his job, but...
Not taking Jerry Jones.
But...
I don't think that's the
point,
answer. Jimmy Johnson was more responsible for that roster than Jerry Jones. And thus is the age-old battle, right? All right, so you reset, Sarah?
Yes. Jake, you had 1, Jerry West, 2, Pat Riley, 3, Bill Belichick, 4, Brian Cashman, and 5, Danny Ainge. Ben, you had 1, Red... How do you say his last name?
Auerbach.
2, Theo Epstein. 4, R.C. Buford. Or 3, R.C. Buford. 4, Al Davis. And 5, Sam Presti. I probably would have added, that's just because I'm a soccer fan, but like Manchester's owner, back in the day, Alex Ferguson was a big deal during the David Beckham era.
If we wanted to get zero votes, we would have done that.
Wow.
Just for your listeners. Thank you, Ben. He was a big deal.
Yeah. No, you're right. We could have branched out.
All right. What is our not sports today?
All right. This one's fun. I'm excited to see your answers. We're doing top five best Kevins or Youngs.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't prepared for this at all.
In honor, obviously, of Kevin Young being hired as BYU head coach, can either be the first name Kevin, even last name Kevin, I guess, if that's a thing, or Young in their name.
Okay.
I have the first pick again. I'll take it. Obvious front runner here?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
My first pick, Steve Young.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I think that is the obvious front runner.
My first pick is his great-great-grandfather.
Great. You want to go that direction? You can.
Brigham Young.
You're not going to get any votes for it, or at least half of our listenership's not going to vote for you.
He only founded the city where we live.
Oh, yeah, and the University of Utah and some of the newspapers and designed the whole town and got the railroad built here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's absurdly important.
Way more than Steve. What did that guy ever do?
Super Bowl MVP? 2X?
Not even close. Did he march? How many people marched across the prairie? Did he lead hundreds of thousands of people across the prairie?
Trillions.
I doubt it was that much.
Trillions.
How much was it?
Trillions.
All right.
Trillions of people.
You're up.
Number two, Kevin Bacon. Youngs and Kevins, we're going with Kevin Bacon. I'm a big bacon guy, not just the food.
I don't even, I mean, do I want to stay with Youngs or do I want to go with Kevin?
You can branch out.
What do I want to do? You know what? I'll go with Kevin Durant.
Okay. Solid player. Most overrated player in NBA history, but good player. Good guy. Ken, you know, Kevin Young knows it.
What a lightning hot take that is. Most overrated player in NBA history?
Well, he is. But yeah.
Well, he is.
Will you put that on the note? Ben says, most overrated player in NBA history. When you put out the graphic, put that in quotations under Jake's pick.
Just definitively said.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's right. Okay, let's see here. Kevins or Youngs? I'm going to go with Young Frankenstein, the movie.
Is the character's name Young Frankenstein? If not, then it doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? We're doing best Kevins or best Youngs.
Yes.
It's a Young.
That's referring to people.
No, we never said that. It's a Young. Young Frankenstein. Put it on the list.
No,
we're going Young Frankenstein.
I'm saying absolutely not. Sarah,
why not?
Because that's not the draft.
Well, you're talking name of people.
Yes,
that's
we
the
are.
When did
movie.
We say that? When did we say? We said best
that's
Youngs or best Kevins.
That was the idea
Young Frankenstein.
Of the
put
draft,
it on the list. Then change your strategy.
This
Pick
was
a Young.
My idea. It was people with Kevin or
we,
Young.
That's
the
not
names.
What I was laid out. We just said, and it's a name. Young Frankenstein is the name of a movie. I'm not backing off this.
It's not the name
of
a person.
I'm not backing off this. I'm not backing off this.
So you're saying Young Guns counts?
Sure. If that's a thing you want to draft and you think you'll get draft picks for it?
That's not the draft.
Young Frankenstein. Best Youngs. It's a Young Frankenstein. We didn't see best people named Young.
That, yes, we did.
No.
Quite literally, when I set it up, that's exactly what we said.
Yes, Youngs or best Kevins. Young Frankenstein. I'm not backing off. I don't know what to tell you.
Sarah, you get to decide.
Don't put me in the middle of this.
Well,
we vetoed things in the past.
Yes.
I feel like this should be allowed to be vetoed.
Why? What's the explanation
It's
here?
The name of people. Even if it were a fictional character, there might be some debate.
Yeah,
but
if it was the name of the person in the movie, then, like, that's different.
It is. It's about the son, Frankenstein, or the great-grandson.
But the name
but
is
name's not,
not
young.
Young.
You guys are no fun. You guys are what a wet blanket you guys have turned this draft into.
And?
Zero creativity. We can't be creative. We can't have fun with the show.
Nope.
Okay. So we're vetoing Young Frankenstein?
You got outvoted, dude.
Did we? Sarah, are you vetoing it?
I mean,
we're not having fun on the fun segment?
I mean, I just feel like we did names of people. That's all. If the kid's name was Young, then I would say it's good, but it's not.
Okay. Fine. Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
That works. That's a good one, too. I didn't even think of that one. I'm going to go with Angus Young.
No, doesn't work. Doesn't count. Is that his real name? I don't know.
It is his real name, I think.
There's no way it's his real name.
You don't
Anyways,
think so?
Anyways, whatever. That's fine. It counts. The name is there.
Angus.
From,
From AC/DC. No,
Angus McKinnon Young.
That's his actual name?
Yeah.
McKinnon.
Didn't even fake it.
Well, that's a good rock star name for it to be given to you.
Yeah, it's great. And very famous. Very iconic. Trying to get over Young Frankenstein. Give me Kevin Costner. I'm going heavy on the Kevins. I had a good Young mixed in there, but...
Costner is a good pick. Man, he hasn't made a good movie in a long time.
But Field of Dreams.
He had one of the great runs in, like, the what, Ben? Late 80s,
late
80s early
90s?
90s?
It was awesome.
And then just fell off the planet. Did you ever see 3,000 Miles to Graceland? Maybe
no.
The worst movie ever made.
Hey, I just watched Bull Durham the other day. It's awesome.
How many is this for me, Sarah? This is 4. Okay. Even though I can't stand his music personally, I'm going to go with Neil Young.
Oh, I love Neil Young. Old Man is one of the great songs of all time.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I get it that people like him. I understand why, but
I don't
not
love
my
all
thing.
His music, but he's got some hits.
I almost didn't name my daughter Maggie because of his...
Oh, okay. Are you guys going to veto this if I take Young Jeezy because now he goes by just Jeezy? Or does Young Jeezy still count?
I'm actually fine with that.
It's not his real name anymore.
Well, he was actually called that, though. It's not a movie. It's a person that was actually called that.
Okay, Young Jeezy, the rapper.
All right, my final one, I'm going to go with Kevin the Minion.
That's a good one. I was going to say Kevin the Bird from Up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with Kevin the Minion.
Great.
Look how bent Ben is.
That was kind of lame. What do we have, Sarah? You got a recap?
Yeah. So, Jake, you have 1, Brigham Young, 2, Kevin Durant, 3, Angus Young, 4, Neil Young, and 5, Kevin the Minion.
Okay.
Ben, you have 1, Steve Young, 2, Kevin Bacon, 3, Kevin McAllister, 4, Kevin Costner, and 5, Young Jeezy.
The draft.
There it is.
You got a good mix in.
We did.
Yeah. Good job. Well,
thank you.
I still would have taken Kevin the Bird from Up.
That's all right. Ben's still Ben over there.
Well, we're not having fun in the fun draft. God forbid we have fun in the fun draft.
That's not a name of a person or a character.
I will say Hatch walked in here and I explained the situation. He agreed with me and Jake.
That is not a vote of popularity for you guys. That does not help your case at all.
Stay tuned. We wrap up the show next. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.